Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Hi and welcome to Charlotte Flows. Here we are, and another opportunity to step out of the doing of life and into the being of life. This 30-minute pocket of time is where I share my musings, my learnings, and my discoveries on living life by my design. It's my hope that you'll listen, get inspired, to ask yourself that same question: am I living my life by my design? Enjoy the show. Hello. Wasn't that beautiful? That little interjection. And I hope you get the same feeling as I did when I listened to it and decided to bring a show back. We've done it before. Just poems and pauses of beautiful music, because the calendar has turned and we have arrived in spring. And it just felt like a beautiful moment to change things up and have one of these shows, which I absolutely love, and I'm not sure why it's taken so long to bring it back. But here we go. We will start, as we mean to go on, with a beautiful poem. And this one, entitled Spring. They met her on the corner, and she said her name was Spring, and she told them she'd been resting whilst the winter did its thing. She'd watched behind the window as the rain had turned to snow, and she lit herself a fire, and the wind began to blow. She'd watched the winter ravage and strip bare the stubborn trees, while she'd sewn and stitched together brand new blossoms and their leaves. She said when it was cold that she'd been sleeping in the warm, and when winter brought its blizzards, she'd been singing through the storm. When frosty mornings lingered, she'd been busy planting seeds, and until she could pick flowers, she had picked a book to read. And she told them through the bleakness she'd be writing to the sun. And the sun wrote back, "Hang in there, there are brighter days to come." Then they looked at her and realised there were flowers in her hair, and her smile was bright and sunny, and her voice had warmed the air. Then she waved and she was gone, but in her wake she left them hope, and they knew the sun was on its way to gently thaw the snow. And they felt a sense of peace about future days might bring, when they realised every winter must be followed by the spring. Beautiful poem by Becky Hemsley. Beautiful start to the spring show. Our next one, Lem Sissay, from the beautiful wee book Let the Light Pour In, which seems very appropriate. This one's from his book, Morning Poems. Do the day thing, do the night thing, do the play thing, do the right thing. A great intention for spring, I think. It's been lovely to have the inspiration to do the Poems and Pause show again, and to pull out all of my beautiful poetry books, which I've actually only collected in the last few years, definitely since I've been doing the radio show. But I love them all, and the poets that I have come to appreciate and get these books of, I will often flick through and have a wee pause. And have enjoyed the discovery of poetry in general, and it being something that was different to what I assumed it was. And I Yeah, I find it really beautiful. Age and stage, maybe. I'm going to move now to Courtney Pepperentnell. I will tell you something about a time that will arrive for you unexpectedly, risen from the very depths of all that you were, a shift in who you are, so much so it awakens senses you never knew you had. You will be reminded of your purpose, of your strengths to scale mountains, of your courage to light up the sky, of all the reasons you belong to this world. And you will carry this feeling and take back all the roads that were stolen from you. Chose that one. I think it speaks of this season, really, to me. Spring emerging again, beginning again. It's that season of rebirth, reblooming, refreshing, restarting. It's lovely to take a pause and think about what spring means to you. I love those in-between seasons. I love all the seasons. They all bring something different. But spring after winter, as we said in the first one, just brings hope, a longing for something that's coming. And yeah, after all the things this year has thrown at me, it's an exciting time. So that one speaks to that. And that pause of change. Change is always coming. We can't stop it. Where shall we go now? Get back to the go back to a morning poem by Lem Sisse. With a cautious eye, she heard the cry of morning. So she lifted the lid off the sky and let the light pour in. And I think that's a perfect moment to take our first pause and listen to this very apt piece after that one called Morning Light. Enjoy. Moment, wasn't it? Short pocket. And we'll go back to another one very shortly, but I'm going to pause for a poem in between. So let's take this one. This one is another Courtney Pepperentnell one. Again, going back to that internal thoughts now. The realization will always start from within. From where your heart and soul come together and the symphony begins. Plant your feet firmly on the ground. Start each day with a deep breath. Know that for every moment you feel you cannot go on, the night may be long, and sometimes it's easier to quit, but the sunrise will always and forever be worth it. So, another perfect moment to have another musical pause, because our first couple have been so short, but this one, learning how to shine again, will give us a little bit of sparkle. Enjoy.
Dust has settled, the scars still show, but But I'm not scared to let it go.
Fire small, but it's burning still. And I'm learning how to trust my will. I'm learning how to shine again, to open up to lighting. It took some time, it took the fall, to learn I can survive it all. I'm learning how to shine again, shine again, shine again, shine again, shine again, shine again, shine again. I've been walking through the quiet haze, trying to find my better day. How to shine again, to open up to light in. It took some time, it took the fall, to learn I can survive it all. I'm learning how to shine.
Here in the world of Lapa, one thing that isn't as joyous a moment in the spring is the wind. And so when I saw this poem, just couldn't help but choose it because it made me smile to think of all the optimism and positivity I was bringing to the show. And then I was reminded, oh yes, spring here in the world of Lapa equals wind, can slowly drive you crazy. But here's a poem, let's see where this takes us. The sapling and the oak tree stood together side by side, the sapling small and fragile and the oak tree tall and wide. They turned their leaves to sunlight and they waited steady welcomed steady rain, for their common goal to grow meant that their needs were quite the same. But at dusk one day in springtime, a strong wind came from the west, and it blew till almost midnight when it tired and it left. To the oak it had been gentle, it had danced about its roots, it had whispered to its branches like a friend just passing through. But to the sapling it had screamed in disarray, it had clawed at him relentlessly and snatched his leaves away. And the oak tree asked next morning why the sapling looked so sad, when the wind had only blown one night and hadn't been that bad. And the sapling looked disheartened, the oak so wide and tall, but you only lost one leaf, he said, whilst I have lost them all. And that speaks so perfectly of the imminent wind that we will enjoy here in the Wairarapa. Yes, it's definitely, is it just the Wairarapa? I never remembered wind in spring in Auckland. But maybe it was just, I didn't notice, but I do think it's a thing here. I wonder if it's a thing elsewhere. Who knows? Let me know. Let me know how you go with the wind. Right, we're going to have a change of poet now from The Way Forward, Young Pueblo. Can get lost in this book, but here is... Our society glorifies speed, big leaps forward and meteoric rises, but reality usually moves at a slower pace, especially when it comes to the personal transformation. Not every day needs to involve a big win for you to end up in a thriving and beautiful place. Transformation isn't a smooth process. Cloudy days are bound to happen. Setbacks are natural. Down moments are expected. Often it will feel like you are moving against a strong current of old conditioning. But with time and repetition, this resistance will soften and the new you will come forward. Our task as we develop new ways of living is to embrace the idea that small, daily accomplishments are more valuable than fast results. This is how we build momentum for the long journey. Remember, happiness is not achieved overnight. Peace takes time to build. A healthy mind requires slow and gentle tending. Again, that one speaking to this period where we can reflect and course correct and think of this last stage of the year, spring and the beginnings of summer, how we want that to look, how different it might be from the season that we've just had through winter, how we do need to course correct because it is so different, but with that re-emergence and how that feels to you. And because it is that slippy slope to the end of the year, I think it's beautiful because that it tends to speed up, doesn't it? It just naturally happens. It's everything, speed, speed, speed. And it's so beautiful to consider an alternative, consider that there might be a different way to go about things and to not get caught up, to challenge ourselves that, as it started, it's society that glorifies the speed, and we can make a choice. Life, by our design, is the flow of the show. And so, yeah, time to pause. And if we stick with that moment of peace that he commented on the end, we'll go to another one of his to really cement peace as a concept. Peace is not having a life with no problems or having everything happen the way you want it to. Peace is having the wisdom to handle change without stress. It is having a balanced mind amid the ups and downs of life. A beautiful reminder, because it's so easy to forget that in times of chaos and when things aren't going the way we had hoped. And it's in those moments, and you're asking, what do you want? I think the ultimate answer is to be happy. It's all we all strive for, really, isn't it? And so moving on to Donna Ashworth, to have a poem entitled just that, Happy. They say happiness is a choice, but I think it's like day and night. We cannot be happy all of the time, nor can we be continuously sad. We must let them interchange like the sun and the moon. That's the cycle, you see. And yet they can exist together sometimes too, a little strangely, a little awkwardly perhaps, reminding us life isn't black and white, that emotions are every colour and nothing is constant. They say happiness is a choice, but I think it's peace that we can choose. Peace in the acceptance that life is everything, and that's okay. A baseline of peace invites happiness to stay a little longer and let sadness come and go as it must, as it all must. And what a beautiful follow-on, really, from the young pub world, because it is everything. We can't only have one thing. And is it taking the time during this season to be aware of the flow, to not be rushing, so you can sense and detect things, so we can tune into our bodies, to our what's going on, to appreciate. I know definitely the things that have stood out to me through all of these years has been the learnings that have gone on to be able to see what's going on, to be aware of myself and being aware of what's going on around me helps me see what that could, the impact it can have on me. And so it's all about self-awareness. It's all about going with the flow. It's all about appreciating it's not just ups, that it's a mix of everything. The peace maybe is the choice and happiness is the flow. Lots to ponder in this beautiful poetry and pause moment. Let's take one more before another little pause for music. It was all in the watching that I realised people have some things in common. All our longings are the same. Happiness, hope, adventure, love. We long to find happiness in the way we live each day. We hope to breathe through every difficult time, no matter how bad or what people say. We long for adventure, for new memories to be made. And we long for love, for someone to hold us and always stay. I feel a theme has been flowing through this beautiful show of poems and pauses. And so let's take another pause for another piece of musical magic. Something is in the air. Enjoy.
Sunlight's dripping through my hair. Got that don't care feeling everywhere. Caught your eyes from across the street. Now my heart skips every beat. Don't know your name, don't need to yet. But this is something I won't forget.
There's something in the air tonight, something in the way you smile so right. It's easy, free, a little while, something in the air.
Laughter spills, the city hums. I feel the rush before it comes. Your hand brushes mine, I swear. There's something sparking in the air. No promises, just what we feel. Let's keep it light, let's keep it.
There's something in the air tonight, tonight, something in the way you smile so right. It's easy, free, a little while, something in the air.
Just two more poems, but I hope you've been enjoying this final one here from Young Pueblo. More a list than a poem really, but I loved it, and I think it's a suggestion of what you might want to call into spring. I know that at the beginning of winter, I scribbled down the things I wanted to enjoy through winter. Jigsaws, coffee, fires, movies, all those things. And so when I saw this, it reminded me that I need to ponder that again for spring. But here's some suggestions should you want to do that. 11 ways to support your evolution. Read more. Meditate daily. Say no more often. Be a clear communicator. Decrease your screen time. Let your top goals take priority. Connect with people who inspire you. Be kind, but don't be a people pleaser. Remember that rest supports creativity. Don't let your past control your present. Let go of competition so you can be yourself. A beautiful set of thoughts to ponder as we head into this new season. And so one final poem, this one from Donna Ashworth. These have been booked by the book Wild Hope of Donna Ashworth's. I know she has many. And all of these beautiful people you can find on Instagram, because that is predominantly where I find my poetry. And then I buy the books. I hope you've enjoyed. But here is, we've done a full circle. We started with a poem entitled Spring, and we're closing with a poem entitled Spring. And this one is hers. I have always believed spring to be the harbinger of hope, the launch pad to lighter days, the gateway to life. Spring soothes our winter-worn souls with anticipation and its promise of more. It gently shakes our hibernating toes and whispers, "Wake now, your wintering days are done." And so, with each eager sunrise, we emerge, we reignite, we re-energise. And as with nature around us, we begin to rise and renew. Come on in, spring. We have much longed for your light, for your joy, for your new. We are slowly rising from slumber. Welcome back. How perfect is that? So thank you for joining me with the Poems and Pause show. I hope you have enjoyed. We're going to close the show with one last piece of music entitled Spring. Much like the poem, much like the start, we close in the same way. Just before I go, as always, a huge thank you to RFM for hosting. I hope you've enjoyed this, and I hope it makes you ponder. Grab a cup of tea. Think about what you want your spring to look like. Speak soon.